Blog Talk Radio.
Andenya Kasenyo Iska Arb Baluta Kenoch Zawater Yemi Bal. Said on the days from Monday to Friday. Salam Lanchi Hun Inatachin Kavrit Beta Christian. Gidda Gidaochish Lepazion. In quit yet unacho. Salam Lanchi Hun in Atachin Kabrut Beta Christian. Peace be to you, our mother, O honorable church. Thy walls are embroidered with topaz. Peace, salam, shalom. Be to thee, our mother, O honorable church.
Princes shall come out of Egypt, Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth, O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor pevet, mizmor le'asamor 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 le'asamor.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods. The God.
Bekerev Elohim
Yishpot. Elohim Elohim Elohim.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. Inherit all nations, inherit all nations, inherit all nations, inherit all nations.
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles.
Zion that trust in Selassie shall be as Mount Sinai, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. As the mountains are round about Ethiopia, highly I Selassie is wrong Zion now, even forever and ever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of Zion, lest I put forth thy hands unto all the guilty. Do good unto Zion, Selassie, that trod in thy way and upright in heart. But them that turn aside unto the crooked ways, Selassie shall dash them forth unto the workers of all the guilty. But I and I that love Selassie, I shall live forever and ever.
Iliai,
Selassie,
Iliai,
Selassie,
Iliai,
Rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name, shall be great among the heathen. That the Lord of hosts, that the Lord of hosts, that the Lord of hosts, that the Lord of hosts.
Come, Ha'adon, yes, I, here, after the resurrection, rise and shine. Rise to the occasion, here, Rastafari podcast, here for the Tuesday, Testify Tuesday, rise and shine.
Rise to the occasion, look at yourself and say you're strong. No one can stop you, oh yeah. Rise to the occasion, go ahead, you know you're strong. No one can stop you.
It's for you to manifest in life. Now that you've got the chance, get up and step to walk. Your goal is so right.
Fulfill your needs for the world.
You to manifest in the life. Now that you've got the time, get
Some people read and meditate, others move scantier. Some people are conscious about life, others are still panting, yo. Some people like strong drinks, cold like champagne and brandy, yo. Babies love ice cream and cake and candy, yo. I love herbs and girls, words, roots, I'm a shanty, yo. Girls love clothes and shoes, girls to food, brand new and a mean spanking, yo. Yes, we all need education because that's the damn thing, yo. All things fade, leaving it standing.
You to make the best in life. Now that you've got the chance, get up and step
towards
your goal,
it's alright. Fulfill your needs and the wants.
You to make the best in the life. Now that you've got the chance, get up and step towards your goal, it's alright.
Fulfill your needs and the wants. You've got the clearance, that's the reference. Perseverance for the utmost best should be your preference. Tears of dread and silence is your evidence. Help those afar off, seek those in your residence. Oh yeah, yeah, good getting sentiments. Look at it with your clear content.
It's for you to make the best in the life. Now that you've got the chance, get up and step towards your goal, it's alright. Fulfill your needs and wants. It's for you to make the best in the life. Now that you've got the chance, get up and step towards your goal, it's alright.
People try to tell me this is just to make a living. Thanks the praise to the King, ever living thanksgiving, yo. Need no distractions, stay focused because it now begins. Got to achieve your goals, I'm the soul vivid. No pride, no killing, no confusion. Life is so real, no time for disillusion. Just like mom would say, love is that solution. Keep making music, I'm a musician.
It's for you to make the best.
cry of a people who were robbed and raped from their homeland and their loved ones. A people stripped of their culture, their dignity, their liberty, and their rights. And by the cruel and presumptuous hands of the colonial and imperialistic slavers were carved into the West, where for over 400 years they have toiled and labored, and with their blood, their sweat and tears and hands, they have built the great city of Babylon, only to be paid with the wages of the taskmaster's torture.
Resurrection season, Tensai, Barhana Tensai, the light of his resurrection, Barhana Tensai. So here, the third day, at the third day of the Shavuot here, T to testify Tuesday. Ethiopically, it's known as Maksenyo here, the Tuesday, the third day, the Shalishi day. And this day is livicated. The days after the resurrection, Tuesday to Thomas, Caduce Thomas, St. Thomas, Didymus, and the Pierce side. We're going to ride up, look a bit more with the Song of Songs, since one of the pointed readings and feedings here in the season is on faltering love. But here we get the part two, just to fulfill right here. But first this right here, in honor of the first witness, the woman, Maria Magdalene, and the other woman, the lionesses on the rise, on the resurrection, and right here, Queen Africa. Yes, sir.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
When the roll is all out, I'll be standing taller to face the darkest and the hardest of times. We'll be taking care of all the children thereof, but if it's required, we'll be on the front line. You can call me by my name, I am ready to roll. Once the rules remain the same, how the story's been about. Lioness is on the rise, don't you ever have doubt. Never say never, willingness forever to fight and be strong. Once it's for better, I'll write every letter and moving right along. And I'll roll with the punches, accept changes, work with the formula, do what I have to do. And call me by my name, I am ready to roll. Once the rules remain the same, how the story's been told. Call me anytime, never pop out. Lioness is on the rise, don't you ever have doubt. When you are willing to serve, we have room to observe, to see if you can walk the walk you tell. Let me give you my word, my voice must be heard. Bravery is a piece of my heart. Call me by my name, I am ready to roll. Once the rules remain the same, how the story's been told. A lioness is on the rise. Don't ever let no down. When the roll is colder, we'll be standing taller to face the darkest and the hardest of times. We'll be taking care of all the children there are, but if it's required, we'll be on the front line. You can call me by my name, I am ready to roll. Once the rules remain the same, how the story's been told. Oh,
Bible, the King James Version, read by Alexander Scorby. The Song of Solomon, Chapter 1. The Song of Songs, which is Solomon's. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love is better than wine. Because of the savour of thy good ointments, thy name is as ointment poured forth. Therefore do the virgins love thee. Draw me, we will run after thee. The king hath brought me into his chambers. We will be glad and rejoice in thee. We will remember thy love more than wine. The upright love thee. I am black but comely, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, as the tents of Kedar, as the curtains of Solomon. Look not upon me because I am black, because the sun hath looked upon me. My mother's children were angry with me. They made me the keeper of the vineyards, but mine own vineyard have I not kept. Tell me, O thou whom my soul loveth, where thou feedest, where thou makest thy flock to rest at noon. For why should I be as one that turneth aside by the flocks of thy companions? If thou know not, O thou fairest among women, go thy way forth by the footsteps of the flock, and feed thy kids beside the shepherd's tents. I have compared thee, O my love, to a company of horses in Pharaoh's chariots. Thy cheeks are comely with rows of jewels, thy neck with chains of gold. We will make thee borders of gold with studs of silver. While the king sitteth at his table, my spikenard sendeth forth the smell thereof. A bundle of myrrh is my well-beloved unto me. He shall lie all night betwixt my breasts. My beloved is unto me as a cluster of campfire in the vineyards of Engedi. Behold, thou art fair, my love. Behold, thou art fair. Thou hast dove's eyes. Behold, thou art fair, my beloved, yea, pleasant. Also our bed is green. The beams of our house are cedar, and our rafters of fir. Chapter 2. I am the rose of Sharon, and the lily of the valleys. As the lily among thorns, so is my love among the daughters. As the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat down under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. He brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me was love. Stay me with flagons, comfort me with apples, for I am sick of love. His left hand is under my head, and his right hand doth embrace me. I charge you, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, by the rose and by the hinds of the field, that ye stir not up nor awake my love till he please. The voice of my beloved. Behold, he cometh, leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills. My beloved is like a roe or a young hart. Behold, he standeth behind our wall. He looketh forth at the window, showing himself through the lattice. My beloved spake and said unto me, Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. For lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of the singing of birds is come, and the voice of the turtle is heard in our land. The fig tree putteth forth her green figs, and the vines with the tender grape give a good smell. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. O my dove that art in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs, let me see thy countenance, let me hear thy voice, for sweet is thy voice, and thy countenance is comely. Take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. My beloved is mine, and I am his. He feedeth among the lilies. Until the day break, and the shadows flee away, turn, my beloved, and be thou like a roe or a young hart upon the mountains of Bether. Chapter 3. By night on my bed I sought him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. I will rise now, and go about the city in the streets, and in the broad ways I will seek him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. The watchmen that go about the city found me.
to whom I said, Saw ye him whom my soul loveth? It was but a little that I passed from them, but I found him whom my soul loveth. I held him, and would not let him go, until I had brought him into my mother's house, and into the chamber of her that conceived me. I charge you, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, by the roes and by the hinds of the field, that ye stir not up nor awake my love till he please. Who is this that cometh out of the wilderness, like billows of smoke, perfumed with myrrh and frankincense, with all powders of the merchant? Behold his bed, which is Solomon's. 70 valiant men are about it, of the valiant of Israel. They all hold swords, being expert in war. Every man hath his sword upon his thigh because of fear in the night. King Solomon made himself a chariot of the wood of Lebanon. He made the pillars thereof of silver, the bottom thereof of gold, the covering of it of purple, the midst thereof being paved with love for the daughters of Jerusalem. Go forth, O ye daughters of Zion, and behold King Solomon, with the crown wherewith his mother crowned him in the day of his espousals, and in the day of the gladness of his heart.
So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends. When I say more, you say fire! More fire!
King Selassie is the Almighty Eye. Now me, big bad sound like justice. This is Sizzla Kalonja passing through.
So much love to all my friends. 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 Much love to all my friends.
So on the first day, on the Monday podcast, we touched on the song Songs of Solomon, the part one, the catching foxes. Zooming in on Song of Songs, chapter 2, verse 15. Verse 15 here, Chavarim, just to fulfill right here, with act two, scene two, faltering love and restoration. So here the link with the restoration right here as Song of Songs of Solomon, Shir HaShirim, Mahali Zeh Solomon is a key reading and meditation for the Pesach, Passover, and the resurrection season. So here, like to share.
Solomon Nemal, Arsu, Befite,
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
So here, Song of Songs of Solomon, from faltering love to restoration.
So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends.
Shalom, Rastafari. There was one matter that we didn't address in the SOSOS, Song of Songs of Solomon, concerning the little foxes, or some would say the little red foxes. There was one particular matter that's connected with it is chapter 2, and it's actually in the second act, right? The part 2, or the second act of Song of Songs of Solomon. And part 2 can be called, and we call it faltering, right? Faltering love. And we really need to kind of go into this, right, in some detail here, because I think Song of Songs, I know from my experience and from how I have risen by his love, by his grace and his truth to really comprehend this from an understanding, right, faulty understanding, but he improved I and I understanding by head resting and inner standing, and in his grace, that rising in the grace and the truth is one side of the proverbial coin can be considered to be grace, and the other side is truth. So to receive that grace, there must be truth. That's why it says, he who confesses his khatiyat, his wrongdoings, shall be saved. This is a very, very key principle, my brothers and sisters. And we could have started with chapter 1. I think we posted up on the YouTubes. Let me get this verse right here. We posted up on the YouTubes, I think part of the part 1. Right, part of the part one. I think we briefly address part of the part two. Right, but here what we want to do is kind of connect some of the background, right, with faltering love and how that's connected to the little foxes. Right, now we know that the little foxes, right, the little foxes are those little problems, right, regarding the old nature, the old life, the old man. It reminds me of Romans. I think it's like Romans chapter 6, 7, and 8. Very, very important chapters there, brothers and sisters, especially for the neos, the newborns. It's very, very important to get a good hearing and to hear those chapters and get a good teaching and a preaching on it. And I look around and there's a few ones I would recommend. I've often spoken about Joseph Prince in regard to his diligence and his correct context of the gospel and the connection with the Hebrew and the Old and New Testament. There's a good balance to what that brethren coming from Singapore has put out. And here I have Watchman Nee's Song of Songs of Solomon. It's an old book. Let me let you check this one out right here. This is the book right here. See how old it is? Watchman Nee, Song of Songs of Solomon. All right? Song of Songs of Solomon. Get a little clearer right there. Watchman Nee. All right? Watchman Nee. There we go right there. Get a fuller full. All right? As full of full as we can. And then we're around here. Faltering Love. All right? The Call to Escape from Self. All right? And this is part two, which we call the act two, right? In our theater or in I&I playwright, right? Our playwright. So we have to learn to playwright. That means we need to know what the script is, right? And what's so interesting is that sometimes newbies and a lot of us have gone through that experience, right? Thinking that, well, you know, we're doing something new, right? But there's actually nothing new under the sun. And when you begin to really grow in that, it takes a while to grow. His Imperial Majesty says that the youths, they lack wisdom. And he mentioned that they lack wisdom because they lack experience. And many who might be wise, part of that is that they have survived and that they have experience, right? Even though if they could do over what they had done, they would do it differently. So they give us advice as young people, as younger people, in our experience. And a lot of times we're like, oh, man, you don't know what you're talking about, right? But if one survive, you know, if one live and one survive by God's grace, one to get to know. So I say to the young and the youths, you know, value, treasure up, document the wisdom of the elders. You might not know it yet because you don't have the experience yet to know it. Right? But don't disregard it, right? For your soul's sake, don't disregard it. You know, they say any fool can learn by his own mistake. But a wise man or a wise woman, a wise soul will learn by the mistakes of others. And we learn by the mistakes of humanity by learning and studying Jah word, right? And studying the scriptures, right? Study. Right? To show thyself approved to Ha Elohim Baruch 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 Hu as workmen, right? And workwomen that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So we touched on the little foxes, right? Touch on the little foxes. Please check it out if you're checking this out right here on the little foxes, right? The little foxes, chapter 2, verse 15 of Song of Songs of Solomon, right? The Song of Songs of Solomon. Now, as we pointed out, this is in a chapter called Faltering Love. Now, why do we say that this is the holy place? Right? This is like the holy place within the scriptures. Now, there's many perspectives to Song of Songs, and let's just give a little overview to Song of Songs right here, right? From Daniel Smith, 1965. Very, very good book. If one can get a copy of it, please do. The Song of Songs often has seemed a mystery. The Song of Songs, a mystery book to many. Some have wondered how it ever came to be accepted in the canon of scripture. But spiritually mature souls always have regarded it as the heart of the sacred writing. And I can say amen to this because of the maturity that Abba Father and the grace and truth that is in and that is HaMashiach Yeshua has shown to I. I can confirm, right? We can affirm that. But some wonder how it was accepted in the Bible, because they're looking at it from a fleshy perspective. So there are hints of what could be seen as sexuality, but even in the true sense of the sexuality in the scripture, now this might get some of you to go check it out, right? Because, you know, we say there's some sex in it. Yeah, it's very sensual, it's very passionate, but it's in Yeshua, right? It's in Moshiach. There's an overstanding that is necessary to rise into that grace and rise into that irritical, that spiritual maturity, right? To recognize how much of the heart, right, the heart of sacred scripture it really is. Let's see if we can bring this up. It's so interesting, you know, the reading and feedings that we have been on. Let's hold it right there for a moment, right? So the burden to present this commentary to Adonai's people arose in me because of the rich value the song has in its typological interpretation. In other words, the interpretation of its types. And we touched on that in the Little Foxes. Right? So when we say, take I and I, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for I and I vines have tender grapes. There's a typology, there's a type there, there's a mythos there, there's a proverb, there's a parable, right? There's a parable to be found in that and there. Hold on for a moment, brothers and sisters, because right here, I got to plug in this charger right here so that we are not unduly interrupted here, right, in I&I presentation. So give me a moment right here. And there you go. That's it. Okay, there we go. All right? Okay, so let's go forward, right? Let's go forward. Forward ever, backward never. So the translator says that the burden to present this commentary to the Lord's people, to Jah's people, this is for Jah's people, why I, Wendem Yadin, is presenting this for Jah's people, for the Beta Ethiopian Hebrew Israelite Rastafari Nation people, right? Jah's people arose in I, and in I and I, because of the rich value the song has in its typological interpretation and because of the challenge which is arising against that exposition. Because there's many others who have an exposition or interpretation of this that is quite contrary to its true intent, its grace and truth intent. Mahali ze Solomon, Bamarinya, Song of Songs of Solomon, has both a historical, there's a historical basis to this, as well as a spiritual content. Okay, stay with I and I, right? The screen just went black for a moment. Let's go forward, right? The light is in I and I and I and I. So the spiritual content, right? What aspect of this is the spiritual content? The spiritual content, it rests, right, in the fact, right? It rests in the fact. Hold on for a moment. Let's see if we can bring this up again. Sheen may be overheating right here, all right? The spiritual content, it rests in the fact that it is an allegorical description of the marital union, the marriage union, which exists between Christos, between Christ, and the church. All right? See what the enemy is seeking to do right here. My brothers and sisters, see what's going on right here. I screen just went black, but we're not going to don't even talk about it, right? Right? This is grace and his truth that will bring it forward, or we might take a pause here, but let's just get through this right here. So Mr. Neat, right? Let's just read it like this. Mr. Knee, let's clear this up right here until it comes back on. Mr. Knee prefers to think of the Shulamite bride in terms of the individual believer or the individual Amanya rather than of the church as a whole, since not all who are Adonai's have a desire to go on to the realization of full spiritual affections. Right? And that's a good point there. Right? This invests the term bride with a meaning beyond the mere technical name, in that it sets forth the idea of full growth and maturity. The bride is not a baby. The bridal love is not baby love. Right? The bride is not a baby, and bridal love is not baby love. Right? It's not baby love. Very important point right here. Right? All right, there's a very important point. You can see this a little better right here. All right? Okay. Now, over here it says that there's a theory which has never found much acceptance, is receiving increasing attention these days. It suggests that the love suit, right, is between an anonymous shepherd lad and the Shulamite maiden, and that King Solomon seeks to breach that union, and so is a type of the world against whose allurements the maiden proves loyal to her shepherd lover. Right now, and speaking of that love triangle, we touched on that too. And historically, we have a different perspective, and we see that he didn't touch on the historical aspect of the real background of this. But he says that he's profoundly sorry to see this love triangle view enclosed within such an influential translation of the scripture as the Amplified Bible. This seems most unfortunate, as it gives this modern theory a show of authenticity. All right? All right, now Mr. Ni, he was imprisoned for almost 15 years under the persecutive communist regime of China, right? They said there's no way to ascertain, therefore, whether there were any commentators to whom Mr. Nee owed an acknowledgement of help. I feel more certain, however, that he had by his side that excellent work by Mr. C.A. Coates of the Brethren Assemblies. And then he goes into a little bit more right here. Uh-huh. Okay, and this book right here is the book that we are referring to by Watchman Nee. All right, and if you can get a copy of it, right, we will highly, highly recommend that you do so. Now, see, it came back on. So I give thanks for those who have stayed with I and I. You know, we often say about the technology, imperfect people, imperfect technology. Right? We expect often so much from the technology because we give faith and credence, and we tend to believe, right? We tend to believe the advertisements instead of the reality of it. But we have sometimes a hard time, or we make a hard time for ourselves in accepting the grace and truth of HaMoshiach, right? The grace and truth of HaElohim in HaMoshiach, to HaMoshiach. And HaMoshiach is Adonai, is the Ruach, is the spirit of truth. This is why the grace and truth connection, you have to see how grace and truth is one, right? It's almost like two sides of one coin. Now here, right, we're in part two, right, which comprises verses 2 and chapter 2 verse 8 of Song of Songs of Solomon to chapter 3 verse 5. And the first part of this, just to show this right here, is the call, right, the call right here to escape from self. Sometimes when I'm ministering among ones and ones, especially some of I and I youths, like the youths out there, who are really, like, you could say, on the front lines of a lot of things that are happening. One say, yeah, I hear about, you know, let's maybe say Jesus, but, you know, we say Jesus, you know, take them baby steps into Yeshua to the fullness, Adonai, and, you know, gradually, remember that they are still babes, so they have to grow in maturity, right, and they have to grow in grace and truth, right? It's very important that we see that connection right there with grace and truth, right? With grace and truth, all right? So here in part two, act two, in which we have the little foxes scene. And there was a scene after that that I wanted to address and touch on, the scene after the little foxes, because it's also very, very interesting, right? Even in I&I self-examination, it's very, very interesting because the scene after that is failure, right? It's a scene of failure and restoration. The Holy Spirit want me to touch on that right there, the failure and restoration, which is a scene in Act 2, right, of Song of Songs of Solomon. So we're going to address that right here. So we're going to go right here to failure, right, failure and restoration, right, failure and restoration. So turn your Bibles to Song of Songs, chapter 2, verse 16, right, to verse 5 of chapter 3, or chapter 3, verse 5, all right? Right now, this right here is bespeaking the words of the maiden. In order to put this in a little more of a context, let me bring up the Amharic over here, right? And I'll read the Amharic verse. So we're going to do two verses right here, right? And then we will touch on the commentary, right? The commentary is very, very appropriate and interesting. So we're in chapter 2. We're at verse, we're going to go verse 15. Actually, there's 15, 16, and 17, right? For this chapter that we are in, right? Chapter 2 of S-O-S-O-S, right? Or Song of Songs of Solomon. So from verse 15, 16, and 17, we have these verses. Wainachin ababoalina, ye wainachin bota yemiyat efutin nak abroch, tikakanu nak abroch at imdachu, yazulin, wide yeneno, enem ye ersunne, besuf ababawoch, mekakalim amengawo, mengawin, yasamara, degna. Wide, this is the maiden speaking. She says, Wide yenenna. Ine ye ersuneng. Besufa babawoch mekakalim. Mengawin yasamaral. Wide hoy. Kenu is kia nefis. Telawim is kishash dress. Temeles. Bekimema terara lai. Midakwawin na woin. Yewalanan bosa. Missel. Missel. Mm-hmm. Now, what did she say? These are three verses here. He says to her, take I and I, the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. She now replies, that's the end actually of a scene right there. So a new scene begins, and she replies right here, and this is the beginning of failure, right, failure and restoration. So there is a failure, right? There's a failure that happens here, and there is also a restoration. So she says, verse 16 of chapter 2, my beloved is mine, and I am his. He feedeth, speaking of his flock, among the lilies. Now, Balmarinya, the flock is actually in there in verse 16, Asara Siddhista. She says, Wide, my beloved, Wide, Yeneno, Yeneno, in name, and I, Ye Ersu Neng, and I am his. Besu Father Bawoch Mekakalim, Mengawina Yasemaral. She says, my beloved, Wide, is mine, and I am his. He feedeth his flock, his Mengao, right, Mengao, his flock among the lilies. Besuf Ababawoch Mekakelim Mengawin Yasemaral. Now what does this mean? Right? Well, there's one more verse for the chapter, and the other verse is right here. She says, furthermore, she says, Widehoi, oh my I loved, oh I loved, until the day break, until the day break, Enu is ki nefs, and the shadows flee away. Elawum is ki shesha deres temeles, turn, I beloved, and be thou like a roe or a young hart upon the mountains of Besser. Upon the mountains of Besser. Here it says Bekimem Terara Lai Midakwa Win Woim Yewalawin Imbosa Yewalawin Imbosa Missile. Yewalawin Imbosa Missile. So more of the flow of Widehoi Kenu is Kines Lawim is Ki Shesteres Temeles. Right? Temeles. Bekimem Terara Lai Midakwawin Woim Yewalawin Imbosa Missile. Missile, in other words, resemble. In other words, it's like when we say, like, be gone, and never be gone, but like resemble, like a saying resemble a roe, like a midakwa, like a hind, right? Or a young hart upon the mountains of spice, upon the spice mountains, or what are known and in the Hebrew as the better, right? The better, right? The spice mountains, right? So now in continuing from 2 and 15, right, which bespeaks of the little foxes, right? And just to refresh, if we can, to refresh ones and ones' memory, right? Let's see if we can go over here for a moment and flip the screen back and forth so you can probably see that. You know, we're touching on the foxes. What are the foxes? What damage do the foxes do? But what particular damage, right, does the little foxes? So we have like the little foxes there, you know, and we touched on the little foxes. The little foxes destroy the tender vine. The big foxes, you may still have, you know, the big foxes, you may still have some fruit. But the little foxes, not intending, it's not their intention in other words, but their playfulness, right? They will play, right, amongst the tender vines. And these little foxes are these little problems, you know, these little problems that most times ones and ones, right, will tend to, you know, not regard that seriously. Oh, that's not a problem. We can sweep that, right? In other words, we can sweep that under the rug as well, right? We don't have to touch on that. Remember, this is in the act, the second act, faltering love. And the second act is five, there's five acts. Now, the number five is very important, the number of grace, so forth and so on. You can review and listen and hear some of the previous teachings, the soul teachings, the other related teachings as well. Hopefully, we'll get those teachings together on some DVDs, and if ones can put those teachings together in a playlist, right, on the YouTube. Download them if you can, and re-upload them as well, all right? Permission granted in advance. So here we're going to another scene right here, right? So right after he says, take I and I the foxes, the little foxes, that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. After he says that to her, this is her response, right? This is the maiden's, the love interest. This is the soul, in other words, this is our soul response. Because the soul, the nefesh, right? The nefesh, the nefs is feminine, right? It's of a feminine, energetic nature, right? She says, my beloved is mine, Wide yene no, and I am his, in name ye ersu neng. He feedeth his flock among the lilies. Besuf abebawoch mekakalim mengawin yasemaral. Now, the love maiden has now come to realize certain things. And she understands Neguses, the king, right, the king man's attitude toward her. And she's heard his voice. And having taken a retrospective, like a look back glance at her complete union with him, right, in grace and in truth, in spirit and in truth, she thus expresses
her joy. She's expressing her happiness. This union with her beloved makes her happy, right? She turns her head to review. Now she's turning her head, right, herself in a sense, to review the experiences of what has been hers in the first part of the song, or in Act 1, right? In Act 1 of Mechali Ze Solomon. Now, there's one matter which has brought her heart satisfaction. So let's move this forward. Remember, this was his call to her, right? This was his call. This was the Negus called her. This is the beloved, the I loves, right? Love and be love. I love, right? Love and I love, right? This is the beloved, the Mushera, right? Now, remember, in the ultimate sense of this, right? In the full sense of this, right? The king, right? The king, the shepherd, the lover, right, is one and the same, because this would be speaking of the Trinity. This is why some see a love triangle, but we see the Trinity, Ha Shalosh Ha Kadosh. Remember what Yeshua says, that the kingdom of heaven is as a father arranged a marriage, a wedding, in other words, right, for his bane, for the bane Ha Elohim, for Ha Mushiach. So we both can see the king in the sense of the king man, right, the king of kings, and we see the beloved in the sense of the son, the Bein Ha Elohim Yeshua Ha Moshiach, right, the savior of I soul, right? Now, here, there's one matter which has brought her heart satisfaction, namely the fact that she perceives and even feels that her beloved is hers. And this is what brings the soul, right? Because speaking, she is a type of the soul. The soul is brought so much satisfaction. It is satisfied. Right, and it's interesting because Areka Balmarinya means like to be watered. The soul, her soul is watered, well watered, right, with the water of the word, right? So she takes delight properly, a good thing, that her beloved is hers. Now the beloved's attitude toward her is known to her with crystal clarity. She's crystal clear. She can be crystal Christ El clear on her beloved's attitude towards her. He loves her dearly. Right, very dearly. She also knows that she belongs in spirit and in truth to the beloved one, to the I loved one. But, and here's the big but again, but, you know, cue the dramatic music, right? But, right, he was not at this stage her sole point of focus, right? He is not at this stage, right? At this stage, remember this is faltering love, he is not her sole, right, her only point of focus. She has other interests, right? She turns her head. She turns her head to review past experiences. And see, this often happens with I and I in the new walk. We start to review all the past stuff. Sometimes one gets so caught up on the past, and they've come into, right, Moshiach. They've come into Christ, right? But they're not moving forward. They're too busy reviewing, right, the past experiences. And in this, she herself, the love interest, she herself becomes the center of attraction to herself. See the soul thing, the XX, right? The male XY. She now is becoming the center of attraction. You know, she's turning herself on, right? You know, and we can, that's fornication uckery there. Think about it for a moment, right? Now, later on in chapter 6 at verse 3, 6 and 3, we see the Negus. We see the king man, as the center of attraction. Remember where we're at right here. We're here in 2 and 16. We have to get to chapter 6 and 3 to see that the Negus, the king man, right, the beloved, has finally become the center of attraction to her. But here, this is why it's called failure and restoration, right? Failure and restoration, that she, the soul, becomes the center of attraction to itself. Now, this happens. I want you to understand from the teaching of the soul teaching. What is the soul? Our feelings, our thoughts, our emotion, our wills, our mind, right? Those basic five right there, our thoughts and feelings, right? Our emotions, right? And emotions and the desires in our emotions, right? The emotions, the will, our willpower, what we elect and choose to do, and our mind, as in psychology, right? The soul logos, right? And if you listen to yourself speak, right? And if you draw near to the beloved, right, in grace and in truth, you will hear these things come out. Sometimes we even catch ourselves, we say, and we have to apologize to the listener, say, no, we didn't, you know, Gitahoy Yikarvelin, you know, forgive my father. And I know that when, and then after I say, Gitahoy Yikarvelin, hallelujah, Selassie Meskin. You know what I mean? I know he has forgiven I and I because we have a covenant, right? He is my soul's bridegroom, right? He is the bridegroom, right? Or the husbandman, the ishi, he's the ishi, right, of my soul. Overs, are you with I and I? Are you overstanding? This is, we're speaking metaphysically here. We're speaking iritically here. We're not speaking the so-called really ghost or really just in that sense, right? Because he is our justice. He is the tzadku. He is I and I righteousness. He is I and I right standing, right? Because we are the righteousness of Ha-Elohim, of Abba Father, in Ha-Moshiach. We're the righteousness of Kedemawi Ha-Selassie in Ha-Moshiach, in Yeshua, in Yesus Christos Ketachin. But now, what is the individual, the relationship? We have to understand, what is the relationship here? At this point, right, she becomes a sense of attraction to herself. Have you done that? Right? Has your soul become the sense of attraction to itself and forgetting the beloved, forgetting the shepherd, forgetting the negus? Right? Even though she still has an emphasis later on herself. But it's in chapter 7 at verse 10 that the negus, that the king man, is the soul or the only focus of her atten, her aton, her attention. Right? And it is there that she forgets herself. Right? That the soul forgets itself altogether and comes into that fullness of the love, right, in the bridegroom, in Ha-Moshiach. Amen? Now, her testimony that she says, my beloved is mine, I am his, he feedeth his flock among the lilies. Her testimony, her witness, Mr. Kerr, right, in this verse is doubtless true, no doubt about it. It is true, ilnet, emet, it is true, right? Nevertheless, it is quite beside the point. In other words, sometimes we can say that which is true, right? Especially when we've been ministered to, but it's really beside the point. That's not the point, right? That's not the point, like changing the focus of what's going on, right? What a most disappointing answer it is to all that Adoni had spoken. To all that Adoni had spoken, what had he spoken? About the foxes, have you forgotten? Right? Take I and I the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vine, for our vines have tender grapes. He is looking forward. He is looking to the future. He's looking to the harvest. He's recognizing the good growth, right? But he's seeking to protect that harvest. He sees the first fruit. He compliments the first fruit. But he's looking forward for the harvest. And so her response here, right, at verse 16, 2 and 16, her response here is self, 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 right? Her response is on herself. The question is not whether what she said was well spoken or not. She said, well, did I say the right thing? You know what I'm saying? It's not whether it was well spoken or not, but rather, did the words of her beloved really register? Right? Did the words of the beloved really register? And we find that the words of the beloved, right, at this point, right, are not registering, right, has not registered. She heard them. I heard you. You understand? But they didn't register. Did she rise? Did she rise up, right, in spirit and in truth? Did she rise, right? Did she rise and respond to his come away? Come away from all that old past talk, all that talk of the old life, the past things, right, to come away as a newly livicated person in the liberty of the King of Kings and through Ha-Moshiach, through his Christ, right? She knew only too well what comprised Adonai's claim. She knew what Adoni's claim on her was, but she could not forget all that the beloved was to her personally. She was still caught up in, you could say, the feelings and the emotions of what the beloved, her I love, was to her personally. She persisted, right? She persisted in being the center. She wanted to be the center of attraction, right? Instead of realizing that her Adon, right, that her Adonai, her Lord, let's see, let's be getting good into this, right, that her Lord, there we go, hallelujah, right, amen. What we got right there, the heart, right, all the heartical, bring that forward right there. Oh, whoa, all right, let's go here. So, where were we? Now, as a newly livicated, as a neo, as a newcomer, a newborn person, she knew only too well what comprised Adonai's claim. Adonai has claim of us. If we call on the name of Jah Ras Tefari, call on the name of His Majesty, Adonai has claim on us. If we call on the name of Yeshua, Adonai has claim on us. You understand? If we call on Him, call on the name of Adonai in faith, Adonai has claim on I and I soul. What is the soul? The thought, the feeling, right? The will, right? The emotion and the mind, right? So she persisted in being that sense of attraction, right? She persisted. At this stage, however, she possesses these strong feelings. See, based on her feelings, they assure her that she herself belongs. She knows that I belong. If nobody else does, you know, like new Christian, right? Newborns often feel like it's like the baby with the mama. You know, even the mama has other youths. The baby feel I'm the sense of attraction. And on a certain level, yes, but she is not a baby anymore, right? This is the point, right? This, you're not a baby anymore. You've already been born again. Now it's to grow up. Right now is to grow up. This means one has to make decisions. The bride is not a baby. The bride, you know, they want to marry, right? But they don't want to be a bride and become a bride. Instead, the bride, Jerusalem, New Jerusalem, prepares herself, right? She prepares herself. Like, she's preparing herself, but she's not listening to Adoni's instruction, the goose instruction. The bridal love is not baby love. Right? The bridal love is not a baby shower either. It's not baby love. Let's understand this right here. Right? At this stage, right, she possesses these strong feelings, and it's through these strong feelings that she rests, in other words, assured, right, that she herself belongs to the I loved. If no one else does, then I do, right? I'm the only Christian, you know, like something that they're the only, you know, child of, 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 you know.
So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends. When I say more, you say fire. More fire.
King Selassie is the Almighty I. I mean, big bad sound like justice. This is the Kalonja passing through.
So much love to all my friends. So much love. Yeah. Yeah.
Keep on loving. Give up the life.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. The soul, the soul, the soul. Hebraically, according to the Hebrew science, the soul is the seat. The soul is the throne, we could say, using allegorical language. The soul is the seat. The soul is the throne of the fivefold, of the affections, the desires, and so of the emotions, the act of will, and the self. It's very important to distinguish that man is a trinity. Man is a trinity. Man has spirit, soul, and the carbon organic structure that is called a body. Man is a trinity. Spirit, soul, and body. Man was created in the image and after the likeness of Elohim. And we know that that image, the faculty of the logos and the faculty of speech, SI. So here, Song of Songs, that was just a kind of a fulfilling the teaching, or at least the reasoning on the take us, the little foxes. You know, the foxes set traps, in other words, for the foxes and those little things, you know, those little things, nip them in the bud. SI, the weeds.
Love John is, you know. Yeah! It's thy life and thy salvation. The social life, you know, one.
Just to know,
just to know. Whoa, whoa, yeah. Once there was a wandering sheep. Roaming ghetto street with no place to sleep. And a judge I know now. Rastafari, I rise again. Once there was a lost soul. With no place to shelter from the cold. And a judge I know now. Rastafari, I rise again. Today you're up, tomorrow the sinking sand. Today you're up, tomorrow the sinking sand. So never kick us off for a while in doubt. Give to my nephew and proper man. Once there was a wandering sheep. Roaming ghetto streets with no place to sleep. And a judge I know now. Rastafari, I rise again. Once there was a lost soul. With no place to shelter from the cold. And a judge I know now. Rastafari, I rise. Listen. Jamaica, judge of all my foolery. And a theme I've got to learn. Kindly these raindrops, of which I confirm. Once there was a wandering sheep. Roaming ghetto street with no place to sleep. And a judge I know now. Rastafari, I rise again. Once there was a lost soul. With no place to shelter from the cold. And a judge I know now. Rastafari, I rise again. Now I'm up and riding. Riding in tranquility. Gain my stability from the Almighty. Once there was a wandering sheep. Roaming ghetto street with no place to see. Judge I know now. Rastafari, I rise again. Once there was a lost soul. With no place to shelter from the cold. And the judge I know now. Rastafari, I rise again. Today you're up, tomorrow the sinking sand. Today you're up, tomorrow the sinking sand. So never kick up for a while it sounds. Give to my husband and the scatter plans. Brother man. Whoa, whoa, yeah, yeah. Once there was a wandering sheep. Roaming at the street with no place to sleep. When I judge I know now. Rastafari, I rise again. from the cold, and I judge I know now. Rastafari, I rise again. Jamaica, Jehovah, and I think I've got to learn. My native raindrops, of which I confirm. World souls, the wandering sheep, roaming get to street with no place to sleep. And I judge I know now. Rastafari, I rise again. World souls, the lost soul, with no place to shelter from the cold. And I judge I know now. Rastafari, I rise again. Rise again, again. Rise again.
Rise and shine. That's Nikki Silk right there, relation of Garnet Silk right there with Wandering Sheep. Wandering Sheep, we gotta listen to the shepherd. Yes, I. Rastafari.
Here come my slime. Here come my slime. Here come my slime. Children, your respect and shepherd.
David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd.
Yes, yes, yes. And Nikki Silk tune, he's talking about the drops of rain and water, the rain. I heard that in the relix right there, and it reminded me again of Song of Songs of Solomon. Very interesting. We get to chapter 5, verse 2. And the maiden says, the love interest, the maiden, the bride, you could say in the Old Testament sense, symbolically of Yisrael. You know, we could say in the New Covenant sense, those who are of Moshiach, those who are of Messiah. Here, the maiden says, I sleep. Well, let's actually scroll forward to chapter 3. Hopefully we can pick up, you know, in these days after the resurrection here, as we count the counting of the Omer, as we commanded to count, seven Shabbats, seven Sabbaths, the two sevens clashing right here as we're riding up with the resurrection. We count seven Sabbath Shabbats complete to the harvest. Interesting, one of the themes in Song of Songs is concerning the harvest. The fruit of the ground, the harvest, learn to read the sign language. So we have 7 times 7, 49, plus 1 because of the morrow after the 7th Shabbat. That's the first day. That's the Ehud, the first day, the Yom HaRishon. There we have the Pentecost day, the Pentecost. So here, in this reasoning, we have Song of Songs, chapter 5, verse 2, where she says, I sleep. Now, this is the section, if you're in the Scofield Study Bible, it says the bridegroom replies, right, in verse 1 of chapter 5. He says, you know, I am come into my garden. Remember, with the resurrection, there's a garden. In the beginning, there's a garden. And the garden is often synonymously called paradise. But people would think it's like up in the sky, it's up high up in the sky. No, it's talking about the earth, the earth, the earth. So here it says, the bridegroom says, I am coming to my garden, my sister, my spouse. I have gathered my myrrh with my spice. I have eaten my honeycomb with my honey. I have drunk my wine with my milk. Eat, O friends, drink, yay, drink abundantly, O beloved. Now here we get to the 5 of Song of Songs, chapter 5, verse 2. Now this is here, according to Scofield Study Bible, this is the 4th part, and it says a separation of interests, and here the bride speaks. It's like here I and I speak, I and I souls, I and I psyche speaks. Here Yisrael, we could say Israel speaks, the bride speaks, but there's a separation of interests between the bridegroom and the love interest, the bride. Here the bride speaks and she says, I sleep, but my heart waketh. It is the voice of my beloved that knocketh. Check. She says, the voice of my beloved that knocketh. Now, it's interesting here. We look at the word, listen to the word. So, yes, it's the voice of the beloved. It's the beloved who knocks, right? This is the way we normally will read it and comprehend it. But then the second of the two truths, it's the voice of the beloved that is knocking. So you can read this as that it's the beloved, my beloved, that knocketh. Yes. But as you go deeper, it's really the voice of my beloved that knocketh, because the bride, she says, I sleep. She's sleeping, but my heart waketh. It is the voice of my beloved that knocketh. He says, I stand at the door and what? And knock, saying, open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my undefiled. For my head, Roshi, Rase, my head is filled with dew, and my locks with the drops of the night. So I'm listening to the Nikki Silk Wandering Sheep. There was a resonance there, even with part of the chorus of Rise, the rising and the theme of the sheep as he feedeth his flock, right? But now, she continues to speak until verse 5. She says, now remember, she's sleeping, but her heart is awake. The voice of her beloved is knocking what? The door, or knocking upon her heart, heartically speaking. She goes on to say, after her opening response, she says, I have put off my coat. Okay. She says, how shall I put it on? Oh, man, is he at the door knocking and you're laying down saying, well, I put off my coat. How shall I put it on? She goes on to say, I have washed my feet. How shall I defile them? In other words, she's comfy in bed. Remind me of the parable of Robeno. You know, the importune parable of Robeno, where the friend comes to a friend, the friend has a guest, but the friend don't have enough to kind of entertain the guest, so it goes to the friend, right? She goes to a friend, it's like late at night, and she says, like, yeah, can you give me something? And he said, well, you know, I'm already in bed, and the children, everybody's already, but the friend just keeps asking, right? And this is what Yeshua is teaching I, you know, to be determined and to ask and not to doubt when you ask. And so that friend goes to that friend, and even though the friend is all like tucked in and everything, you know, because the friend, that friend would be ashamed to say, nah, I let down my friend. So the friend finally, you know, because that one is importune, that one is insistent. But here the bride, the love interest says, I have put off my coat. How shall I put it on? I have washed my feet. How shall I defile them? I mean, to get out of bed and walk over to the door, or is it the door of the heart? Verse 4 says, my beloved put in his hand by the hole of the door. Now, of the door right there, of the door is italicized. So in the Hebrew sense, the italicized words you find in the KJV are not really there. They're there to just bring out a sense to the English reader. My beloved put in his hand by the hole, and my bowels, she says, were moved for him. This is where some say that there is that level of it, you know, since one of its original usage for, according to the ancient testimonies of Song of Songs, was as a marriage song between the bride and the bridegroom. So you can see that there's a mature content when she says, my beloved put in his hand by the hole, and my bowels were moved for him. Then in verse 5, she says, I rose up. So here's a rising, right? I rose up to open to my beloved, and my hands dropped myrrh, the myrrh, and my fingers sweet-smelling myrrh. Now, it's interesting, even the herbs and the spices mentioned upon the handles of the lock. Remember, there was three gifts that the wise men gave, the gold, the frankincense, and the myrrh. And the myrrh or Smyrna. Smyrna, as one of the churches called Smyrna, is really another way of saying the myrrh. And then if you get into etymology, the myrrh and the more connection, the myrrh. But the myrrh is a kind of a bitter, you could say it's kind of like a bitter, you know, it has a bitterness to it, right? But it's also good for healing, right? So she says, I rose up to open to my beloved, and my hands dropped myrrh, and my fingers, sweet-smelling myrrh, upon the handles of the lock. So she finally, she does get up. You know, she does finally get up after he calls to her, right? He calls to her. She finally like gets up. Now here, the change is beginning to occur. And this right here, as we study it, bespeaks of I and I growth in grace, right? And even our soul maturity, right? Since the soul is she, right? So here's the part five right here, the seeking bride, verse six. I opened to my beloved, but my beloved had withdrawn himself and was gone. So when she finally did, you know, she responded by saying, I put off my coat. How shall I put it on? I've washed my feet. How shall I defile them? So if the beloved was right there at the door and everything, he's like, okay, sorry, babe. I'm disturbing you, babe. Let me go. But she finally decided to get up, and she says, now she's ready to seek. I opened to my beloved, but my beloved had withdrawn himself and was gone. The beloved is gone. The bridegroom is gone. She says, my soul, nafshi, my soul failed when he spake. Chan, she's admitting something here. She says her soul, her psyche. Remember we said the soul is the seat, or to put it in some of the ancient parabolical terms, the soul is the throne, right? The soul is the seat. The soul is the throne. The throne of what? The soul is the throne. Here, let's bring this up. Those have a metaphysical Bible dictionary. We'll get to that. But if ones have the Scopus Study Bible, if you go to Second Thessalonians, very good section right there. Flika, First Thessalonians, chapter 5, First Thessalonians. It speaks about man, a trinity, and in this passage here, brings out that the soul is the seat. You know how you say like Isis, Osset, the seat, right? The throne, the womb man, the throne. Well, the soul is the seat. The soul is the throne of the affections, desires, and so of the emotions. So we have affections, desires, emotions, and of the active will, the will, and the, quote, self. So when Yeshua HaMashiach said, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, what is he saying? My affections, my desires, and so my emotions, my active will, myself, my sense of self is exceeding sorrowful. Speaking of the soul, of the psyche, Hebraically. So she says right here in Song of Songs, chapter 5, verse 6, I opened to my beloved, but my beloved had withdrawn himself, was gone. My soul failed when he spake. I sought him, but I could not find him. I called him, but he gave me no answer. Doesn't the script say, like, seek ha-adon, seek the Lord, seek Adonai, Adonai, while he may be found, seek? So when she decided to seek, now observe, it is now the bridegroom himself who now occupies her heart. When we get to this point of Song of Songs, not his gifts, not his gifts and the relationship with the Savior and the relationship with the source of highlighting him in Moshiach. Many times you look at the gifts, right? Now, what were the gifts to her? The myrrh, right? The washed feet. How do we know the myrrh and the washed feet? When we look at John's Gospel, chapter 13, verses 2 to 9. But she says right here, I sought him, but I could not find him. I called him, but he gave me no answer. Remember, he was seeking her, right? But she was preoccupied. He was calling to her, right? But she gave answer, but she was more or less answering her own question, not answering what he was saying. The watchman, now she's going about to seek him. The watchmen that went about the city found me. They smote me. They wounded me. The keepers of the wall took away my veil from me. I charge you. Now she turns her attention to the daughters of Jerusalem, the daughters of Jerusalem. In this sense, churchically speaking, it's like turning I and I attention to I and I, you could say fellow brothers and sisters, you know, to the others, like to the other Christians, the other Messiahites, the other Israelites, so to speak. But she says, I charge you, speaking to the daughters, O daughters of Jerusalem, if ye find my beloved, that ye tell him that I am sick of love. Wow. Wow. It's like as soon as she started to seek him, when she didn't get immediate satisfaction, she's ready to say, well, give a message to him. If you come across him, I tried to find him. I couldn't find him. If you come across him, tell him I'm sick. I'm sick of love. Wow. So then the daughters of Jerusalem, they speak in verse 9. They say, what is thy beloved more than another beloved? O thou fearest, most beautiful among women. So now they're getting curious. Well, what is your beloved? How is your beloved? Is your beloved better than another beloved? What is thy beloved more than another beloved that thou dost charge us, that you give us this kind of like a command? You're commanding us. So you got to tell us what's so special about him. Now, the bride's answer is particularly interesting. Right? Because in verse 10, she says, my beloved is white and ruddy. My beloved is white and reddish brown. Mm. The chiefest among 10,000. His head, his ras, his rosh, is as the most fine gold. His locks, you got locks. His locks are bushy and black as a raven. His eyes are as the eyes of doves by the rivers of waters, washed with milk and fitly set. His cheeks are as a bed of spices, as sweet flowers. His lips like lilies, dropping sweet-smelling myrrh. His hands are as gold rings set with the beryl. His belly is as bright ivory overlaid with sapphires. His legs are as pillars of marble set upon sockets of fine gold. His face is as Lebanon, excellent as the cedars. Last verse here in chapter 5, his mouth is most sweet. Yea, he is altogether lovely. This is my beloved. And this is my friend, oh, daughters of Jerusalem. Now, the dialogue continues, you know. But as soon as the bride witnesses it to the bridegroom's own personal loveliness, check this as we study Song of Songs of Solomon, especially in the Passover, the resurrection, and even here in the counting of the Omer, because next up is Ruth, right? Ruth appointed for the harvest. So soon as the bride witnesses to the bridegroom's own personal loveliness, a desire is awakened. Now she's testifying. Before she was kind of just enjoying it all in herself. Now because of this seeming loss, right? She's seeking him, can't find him. Now she goes through a little bit of tribulation because of him, right? She bumps into other fellow co-laborers, the daughters of Jerusalem. And as soon as she begins to witness to the bridegroom's, his person, his own personal loveliness, there's a desire that awakens even now in the daughters of Jerusalem to do what? To seek him. Seek and ye shall find. Yes, I. Here, brothers and sisters, love this book right here. It's like the Holy of Holies. You know, we look at Song of Songs of Solomon, right? It's like the Holy of Holies right next to Psalms, the Psalms. So here we're going to ride up with today's daily psalm. According to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and after Order of Melchizedek, we have Psalm 112. First ear. Hear.
Psalm 112. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. He hath dispersed, he hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish, 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 perish.
Here, here, we're going to ride up firstly on this evening podcast right here with the Amharic, the royal Amharic from the King of Kings Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, comparing, contrasting with the KJV. But first, this is...
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
So right here, you hear Native Speaker Abraham Chevoda here on the Show Us the Way rhythm right here, 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 Royal Amharic in English on the dub. Yes, I, Rastafari.
مزمور 111 بقنف 112 هللويا اغزابيرن يميفرا تزازونم اجج يميود سو مسغون نو زرو بمدر لاي حيالي هونال يقنوچ تولد تباركالچ كبرنا بالطقنت ببيتو نو صدقوم لزلالم ينورا لقنوچ برهان بقلما وتا مهارينا يقرباي صادقم نو ቸር ሰው ይራራል ያበድራል በፍርድም ነገሩን ይፈጽማል ለዘላለም አይናወጥም የጻድቅ መታሰቢያ ለዘላለም ይኖራል ከክፉ ነገር አይፈራም በእግዚአብሔር ለመታመን ልቡ የጸና ነው በጠላቶቹ ላይ ሲያይ ድረስ ልቡ ጽኑ ነው አይፈራም በተነ ለችግሮኞችም ሰጠ ጽድቁ ለዘላለም ዓለም ይኖራል አንዱ በክብር ከፍ ከፍ ይላል አጥያተኛም አይቶ ይቆጣል ጥርሱንም ያፋጫል ይቀልጣልም የኃጢያተኞችም ምኞት ተፋለች
Psalm 112 Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth, the generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. He hath dispersed, he hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish, 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 perish.
Teach me, teach me, teach me, teacher. Teach high and I am a teacher.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
When you hear today's daily psalm is the Zadok, the Zadok, the Zadok, the Zadok, the Zadok, the righteous nature, the character of the tzaddik, the zadok. Hear, hear, hear.
Salam to Anayist Ling. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and hereafter the order of Melchizedek Kedemawi. Haile Selassie, after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king. First power of the Trinity, yes, I. Here in the midst of Kedus, in the book of the seven seals of the conquering lion tribe of Judah, the root of David, today's daily song, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king, first power of the Trinity, yes, I. Here in the midst of Kedus, in the book of the seven seals of the conquering lion tribe of Judah, the root of David, we have Mezmor Meto Asara Hulet, Meto Asara Hulet, Psalm 112, Hebraically the Kof Yod Beit, Yod Beit, Kof Yod Beit, Psalm which is seen in the Sefer Tehillim, the righteous man. Here we have in the midst of Kedus, we have the theme, Yeh Tzadik So Bahri, 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 Bahri. Yeh Tzadik, Tzadik, right? Tzadik, Tzadok, Tzadik. Yeh Tzadik So, So, man. Of a righteous man, the nature, the Bahri, the character or the nature of a righteous man, a Tzadik So. Yeh Tzadik So Bahri, the righteous man. A righteous man. So today's daily psalm, this mezmor, is a companion to the preceding, to Psalm 111, and has a similar acrostic construction in the Hebrew, according to the Aleph Beit, the Hebrew alphabet. Now, it develops the theme of the closing verses of Psalm 111, and describes the life, the liberty of the man who is inspired, has the true spirit, irit, inspired by the ideal of, quote, the imitation of Elohim, the true good, the true God, the imitation of God, the imitation of the true good, the true God, Elohim. So here in today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, Psalm 112, Mezmor Meto Asara Hulet, Mezmor Dawit, the Psalm of David. Now this is also a hallelujah, hallelujah, praise ye, Yah. Hallelujah, Rastafari. It's a hallelujah song. So, Mekai and I begin. Besim Av, Welid, Wamenfes Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak. Kuter An, verse 1. Hallelujah. Egziavi Harin, Yemi Fera. Tizazunema, Ijiga, Yemi, Wadidda So, Miskunno. Praise ye, Yah. Praise ye, he who be, who he be. Hallelujah. Blessed is the man that feareth, rephrase, that respecteth, that reverences, Yod Hei Wehei Ekezi Av, the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed, Father Av, that delighteth greatly in his commandments, Ekezi Av, Harin, Yemi Fera, Tizazunim, Ijiga Yemiya, Wadidiso, Miskunno, Ekezi Av, Harin, the sustainer, the good, the generous, open-handed, Abba, the sustainer, yemi fera, fera, tefera, to reverence, to respect, right, in the highest sense, to reverence, to respect, or to fear. Ekziavi harin yemi fera, tizazunim, tizazu, his commandment, tizazunim, and his commandments, ijik, ijik, very much, greatly, ijik, yemi wedid, some say wadada, or wedid, in this sense, yemi wedid, so, the man who greatly loves, is greatly attracted to, wedid, wedid, yemi wedid, so, miskunno, is thankful, is praiseworthy. Miskunno. Here we have correspondence with the Ashrei, especially in the first sense, right? The first sense of the Ashrei, as we have in the first psalm, Ashrei Ha'ish. So in the Royal Amharic, we have the bless here is not the Baruch bless, but it's a Asher, Ashrei, Ashrei, happy, how praiseworthy, how happy is he? From the root word to give praises, to give thank. We can say thankful, right? Full of thanks and praise be he. Kuter hulet, verse 2. Zaru bemidrlai hayal yehonam. Yek enocha tulida tebarekale. His seed. Zaru, 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 zaru. Hizar seed Zaru. His seed Bemidr lie upon the earth, upon the Midr, Bemidr lie. Hayal, 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 powerful. Hayal Yehonal, Hayal. His seed shall be mighty. Hayal Yehonal. Upon the earth, Bemidr lie. Zaru, Bemidr lie. Hayal Yehonal. Yekinocha tu lida tibarakalech. The generation of the upright. The generation of the upright. Yekinoch. Kinoch, kinoch, very interesting word, straightforward, won't have integrity, straightforward. Yeah, kinoch tulid, the straightforward, the upright generation. Yeah, kinoch tulid, tibarrekalech, she shall be blessed, the upright generation, she shall be blessed. Yeah, kinoch tulid, tibarrekalech, kuter sourced. Verse 3. Kubrina balat egneta bebetuno. Idkum. Levelalem yinoral. Wealth and riches shall be in his house. Kubrina, kubrina, kubur, kubur, kubur. Glory, honor, in that sense. He has wealth and riches. In the King James translation, wealth and riches. Kubrina, honor, and balat eginet, balat eginet. Often it's translated as riches. We get into the etymology. We have tega, teg, tega, 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 grace. In that sense, balat, one who has gracefulness, one who has. So the true riches are not just the outer, but it has a root in the inner. Kubrina, balat egineta, bebeitu, bebeitu, in his house. Bebeitu, no, it is in his house. Sidkum, sidkum, his righteousness. His innocency, his righteousness, his tzidkum, lezalalema yinoral, endures lezalalem, to the zalele, alem, for the forever, forever, tzidkum, lezalalema yinoral, kuter arat, verse 4. Lekinot berhan vetzelema weta, meharina yikrbai, tzadkimno, to the upright, there arises light, illumination in disillumination, light in darkness. Le kenoch, kenoch, to the kena, to the straightforward, right, to the one with integrity, to the upright. Le kenoch, burhan, 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 light, illumination, burhan, betzelema, selema, betzelema, weta. To the upright, there cometh out, there ariseth light in darkness, illumination in disillumination, mehari. Mahari, Mahari na ikrai, tzadkimno, Mahari, 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 grace, gracious. KJV says he is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. Mahari, merciful. Mahari na in na and yikrbai. He is the one that says yikr, yikr, yikr. Forgive in the sense that he is the one that says yikr. Let it cause it to remain. Leave it behind. Let it alone. Right? That's the true sense of forgive. Yikrbai, yikrbai. Speaking that word, son, yikrbai. Tzadkim, and righteous, Nawu, he be, who he be, Kuter Amist, verse 5. Cherso yiraral, yabedaralim, be ferdima negruna yifetzma, a good man sheweth favor and lendeth. Cher, cherso, interesting the word cher, corresponding with the ancient, that is the cher, as if gezia becher, cher, the good, the excellent, cher, the good is cher, here in the world of Mark, we have cher, cher from the ancient cher, cher, open-handed, generous, cher, excellent, cherso, yiraral, yiraral, a good man, she with favor, yiraral. Is compassionate, is your favor. Yabedralim, yabedralim, and lendeth. Show favor, is moved with like compassion. Yararal, yabedralim, and giveth, and lendeth. Befurdim, befurdim, befurd, in judgment, with judgment. With judgment, not condemnation, not acquittal, but with a balance, right, weighing it. Befurdim, beferd, and in judgment, beferdim, and in judgment, negrun, negrun, negaru, negaru, his negar, negar, his matter, his thing, his conversation. It's like the word davar, davar, word, both the word, his word, and also concerning what the word is about. Negruna yifetzmal, negrun yifetzmal, he fulfilleth, he perfecteth, he completeth, he accomplished, as Gietachin says, tefetzmeh. Right, it is finished. It is finished. It's complete. It's fulfilled. Transaction complete. Negruna yifetzamal kuter sidist. Verse 6. Lezalalem ainawetim. Yes, arika metasebia lezalalem yinoral. Surely, for sure, he shall not be moved for either. Lezalalem ainawetim. Lezalalem to the lezale alem. to the, one could say, to the infinity, to the forever. In a literal, more literal sense, it's like to the spinning, the jumping of the world, to the forever. Lezele alem, lezele alem, I now with him. He will not be shaken. He will not be moved in that sense. Yet, tzadik of the righteous, metasebiya, the remembrance, metasebiya, the calling to mind of the righteous, the remembrance, metasebiya. Yet, tzadik ametasebiya, lezele alem, yinoral, shall be in everlasting, forever, forever, lezele alem, yinoral, to the forever, which has a lot to do with the alem, the zalala alem. We'll get into that right there, brothers and sisters, but suffice it for now, forever, right, to the walls without end, so to say, in the English, Targum. Uter Sabbat, verse 7. Ka kufu negar aifara. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. Ka kufu, the kufu, evil negar, evil matter. Ka kufu negar aifara. He will not be afraid from an evil thing, from an evil matter, of evil tidings, word, sound, deed, whatever that is evil. He will not. It will not cause him to fear false evidence appearing real. No, his heart is fixed. Libu, his heart. Lib, the heart, lib, the lib, the lib here, point as lib, libu, his heart, yetzena, it's firm, his heart is fixed, his heart is firm. In the sustainer, the good, the excellent, the generous, open-handed, our Father, le metamen, to trust, ras taman, right, to be faithful, always sure in the sustainer, the good, the excellent Father, the egziyavihar, le metamen, lebu yetz enano, kuter cement, verse 8. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he sees his desire upon his enemies. Upon his haters, but Alatochu lai, is ki yai deres, is ki yai ai, until he sees, is ki until yai, is ki yai deres, until he sees, but Alatochu lai, upon his enemies, but Alatochu lai, is ki yai deres, libu, his heart, sinunno, libu, sinunno, his heart is firm. His heart is firm, not weak heart, his heart is firm upon the foundation. Libu sinu no, his head ten toes down, his heart is firmly standing. Ay faram, he shall not be afraid. He shall not allow false evidence to appear real. He shall not fear. He shall not be afraid until he sees his desires, Isaiah, upon his enemies, his heart is established. Kuter zetain, verse 9. Betene, le chigrenyo chima sete. Sidku lezalem alem ayinoral kendu abekubra kefyalal. He hath dispersed, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be established with honor. Betene, he has to disperse the Chigrenyochim, to the Chigrenyoch, to those with Chigren, the Chigrenya, to the Chigrenyas, the one with Chigger. Chigger would say Chigger Yella, no problem, but sometimes there is problem. Chigger Alle, Alubata Alemustna. The Chigrenyochim, to the poor, to those who suffer tribulation, trials and tribulation, right, and difficulties and problems. Betene, the Chigrenyochim said, he has given. He's dispersed, he has given to the one suffering chigger, one suffering problems, trials. It doesn't say that this one with his wealth and riches and honor. We have to recognize that this is not somebody with well-looking sense of dollars and cents, right? But in the true value, in the innermost of the inner sense. Sidku, his innocence, his innocency. Before the eyes of the true objective reality, his righteousness endureth forever. Lezalalem, for I've alem yinoral. For I've a world, for the world without end. Kendu, his horn, the kend, his horn, kendu, his horn, the cover. the Kibra, in honor, Kef-Kef, in celebration, Kef-Kef, in honor, in grace, and glory, the Kibra, Kef-Kef, Yilal, will be exalted, high, high, Kef-Kef, Yilal, Kuter Asa, verse 10. Khatiyatenyam aito yikwetal, tersunema yafachal, Elt alem, yehat yatenyo chema minyota titefalech. The wicked, the ratchet, the uckers here in the Royal Amharic says, Khat yatenya, aito, yikwetal. The wicked, or the sinner, the ucker, shall see it. Khat yatenyam and the ucker, aito, he shall see. Having seen it, yikwetal, and be grieved, and be angry. When the uckers, right, sight, seeing, see this, they are grieved. They're not happy. They are grieved. They're angry. Tersunema yafachal. He shall gnash with his teeth. Tersunem. And as for his teeth, in the sense tooth, but in the sense of teeth, yafachal. He shall gnash his teeth. He shall gnash his teeth, gnash with his teeth, KJV says. Yikeltalim, and melt, he'll melt, this shall fade away, yikeltalim, and melt away. Yechat yaten yochim ha-minyot, the desire, what the covet, what they covet, what they really, 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 really want. The chat yaten yochim, right? Yechat yaten yoch, the uckers, the sinners, the lackers, the fallen shorters, the misses of the marker, the forfeiturers, right? The uckers. Yechat yaten yochim, minyot. And the desire of the ucker, titefalech, shall perish, more correctly, she shall perish, the desire. Notice this, note right here. Alright, note right here. Remember the generation of the righteous? Tibarakalech, she shall be blessed, and here consequently so who your mama? Yovas Yahakatenyo Cheminyot Titefalech. And the desire, right, of the ucker, right? The coveting of the uckers, right? She shall perish, she shall be lost.
Fade away.
call in to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full of full now.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Yes. Today's Daily Song, once again, Royal Amharic. And here we got like a 45 counting down seconds. But if you listen on the blog talk, then go to the YouTube, Rastafari Israelites, to hear the full of full. Here, the Royal Amharic right here, sort of an a cappella, native speaker, Abraham Chabuda.
Mazmur, Matwasra Ant, Bekennif, Matwasra Hulet. Hallelujah. Gziav herin yemifara. ትዛዙንም እጅግ የሚወድ ሰው ምስጉን ነው። ዘሩ በመድር ላይ ሃያል ይሆናል። የቅኖች ትውልድ ትባረካለች። ክብርና ባለጠግነት በቤቱ ነው። ጽድቁም ለዘላለም ይኖራል። ለቅኖች ብርሃን በጨለማ ወጣ። ማሃሪና ይቅርባይ ጻድቅም ነው። ቸር ሰው ይራራል ያበድራልም። በፍርድም ነገሩን ይፈጽማል። ለዘላለም አይናወጥም። የጻድቅ መታሰቢያ ለዘላለም ይኖራል። ከክፉ ነገር አይፈራም። በእግዚአብሔር ለመታመን ልቡ የጸና ነው። በጠላቶቹ ላይ ስኪያይ ድረስ ልቡ ጽኑ ነው፣ አይፈራም። በተነ ለችግሮኞችም ሰጠ። ጽድቁ ለዘላለም ዓለም ይኖራል። ቀንዱ በክብር ከፍ ከፍ ይላል። ኃጢአተኛም አይቶ ይቆጣል። ጥርሱንም ያፋጫል ይቀልጣልም። የኃጢአተኞችም ምኞት ትጠፋለች።
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Don't make them fool you again. Hear. Today's Psalm the Wise. Well,
Psalm 112. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth, the generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. Will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. He hath dispersed, he hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish.
Mazmur 111, Bekennif 112. Hallelujah. እግዚአብሔርን የሚፈራ ትእዛዙንም እጅግ የሚወድ ሰው ምስጉን ነው። ዘሩ በምድር ላይ ሃያል ይሆናል። የቅኖች ትውልድ ትባረካለች። ክብርና ባለጠግነት በቤቱ ነው። ጽድቁም ለዘላለም ይኖራል። ለቅኖች ብርሃን በጨለማ ወጣ። ማሃሪና ይቅርባይ ጻድቅም ነው። ቸር ሰው ይራራል ያበድራል። በፍርድም ነገሩን ይፈጽማል። ለዘላለም አይናወጥም። የጻድቅ መታሰቢያ ለዘላለም ይኖራል። ከክፉ ነገር አይፈራም። በእግዚአብሔር ለመታመን ልቡ የጸና ነው። በጠላቶቹ ላይ እስኪያይ ድረስ ልቡ ጽኑ ነው፣ አይፈራም። በተነ ለችግረኞችም ሰጠ። ጽድቁ ለዘላለም ዓለም ይኖራል። ቀንዱ በክብር ከፍ ከፍ ይላል።
ኃጢአተኛም አይቶ ይቆጣል ጥርሱንም ያፋጫል ይቀልጣል የኃጢአተኞችም ምኞት ትጠፋል
Psalm 112 Praise ye the Lord Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord that delighteth greatly in his commandment His seed shall be mighty upon earth The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. He hath dispersed, he hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish, shall perish, shall perish, shall perish, shall perish, shall perish. Shall perish, shall perish.
What about the people's economical welfare? How long you been saying that you're gonna stabilize the economy? You're only preparing the people for your job market. The thing we don't know.
Every other day get your youth up for your solution. Get your youth, them a struggle. When them big politicians, them not get nothing. Them a knock out the doors now. When people vote, them mean them run away. Them don't even know the scheme, cause they not come there. When them want power, them buy them guns. And when they tell them education, them turn away. Don't make them fool you again. Don't make them fool you again. Don't make them fool you, my friend. I'm only having more problems. Don't make them fool you again. Don't make them fool you again. Don't make them fool you, my friend. I'm only having more problems. Hey, help out the poor, them hardly. New development for the poor, them a step towards the black culture. They try to pass it. So me telling you, say you read more about Marcus Garvey.
Ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel.
Elect up the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language.
Selassie.
Rastafari.
Abba Gada.
Awa Zacha.
Taya
Kaya Manasai Patala
Warashata.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
And hear Shema Yisrael. Give ear, O Israel. Today's psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And hear Shema Yisrael. Give ear, O Israel. Today's psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. Mizmor Kof Yod Beit. And hear, after the order of Malachiah, Tzedek Melchizedek. Hear today's psalm. Mizmor Kof Yod Beit. Kof Yod Beit. Of Yod Beit, Psalm CXII, Psalm 112, today's psalm. And hear, a midrash, a study on today's psalm, on Mizmor Kof Yod Beit. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord. Hear. Psalm 112, hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear. The Hebrew, Mizmor Kof Yod Beit. Hallelujah. Ashrei ish, yarei eti Yehovah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise ye, praise y'all. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He who be, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise ye, cha, praise ye, ya. Praise, hallelujah, hallelujah. He who be, ashrei ish, yarei et Yehovah. Ashrei ish, yarei eti Yehovah. Happy is the man. Ashrei ish. Happy is the man. Happy is the man. Ashrei ish, yarei. That reverences, that respecteth, that feareth in the sense of reverence, respecteth. He who be, who he be. Yarei et Yehovah. Yarei et Yehovah. Yarei eti Yehovah. Hallelujah. Ashrei ish, yarei eti Yehovah. These words are to be considered in the light, the illumination of the verse. These words, Zehu Shamar HaKatuv, are to be considered in the light, the illumination of the verse, even the verse from the Mashal, from Proverbs, Mishlei Shlomo, Proverbs 31 and 30. Grace is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Grace is deceitful and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Praise. Sheker hachen with hevel hayofi. Isha yirat Yehovah. He tita halal. Grace is deceitful. Sheker hachen. Sheker hachen. Grace is deceitful. Deceitful. Sheker hachen is the grace. With hebel hayofi, and beauty is vain, and vain. With hebel hayofi, beauty. Sheker hachen. With hebel hayofi. Isha yirati Yehovah. Hiya tita halal. But a woman, isha, a woman, and isha eshet. Or said a woman, a wife, a isha, a woman, yirat Yehovah, yirat that reverences, that respecteth, Jehovah, he who be, who he be, isha, yirati Yehovah, he, tita halal, he, tita halal. Sheker hachena wehebel hayofi, isha, yirati Yehovah, he, tita halal, she shall be praised. He, she, tita halal, she shall be elilted, she shall be praised. For Hakadosh Baruch Hu, for the Holy One, blessed be He, values neither beauty nor riches, only fear, only reverence, only respect of sin, of ha-chet. As it is said, a woman that feareth, that reverenceth, Jehovah, he who be who he be, she shall be praised. Isha yirati Yehovah, he tita halal. So was Abraham praised. As it is said, even in Bereshis, Genesis chapter 18, verse 19, where it reads, For I have known him, to the end that he may command his children and his household after him, and that they may keep the way of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, to do righteousness and justice. Kia yedaitio lima'ana shara yitzaweta banayo wet beito acharayo wishamru derek Yahuwah la isota tzedaka u mishpat lima'ana habi Yahuwah al Avraham et asher diber alayo. For I have known him to the end that he may command his children and his household after him, that they may keep the way of he who be who he be of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, to do righteousness and justice, to the end that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, that he who be who he be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, may bring upon Abraham, that he hath spoken of him. Kia yida'itio, for I have known him. Kia yida'itio, yida'itio, for I have known him. Kia yada'itio lima'ana ashera yitzhawe etta banayo, to the end that he may command, yitzhawe etta banayo, that he may command his sons, banayo, his sons, with etta beito, and his house, and his household, achrayo, after him, with shamrua dareka Yahuwah la'isot, that they may keep with Shamru, Derek, the way, Yahuwah of Jehovah, Dereki Yahuwah, the way of Jehovah, he who be, who he be, La is sought to do, Tzedakah, righteousness, Tzedakah, charity, righteousness, Tzedakah, U Mishpat, and justice, Mishpat, justice, judgment, Tzedakah, U Mishpata, Li Ma'ana Habi Yahuwah, Al Avraham et ashera diber alayo, to the end that he who be who he be may bring, that Jehovah may bring, le ma'ana habi Yahuwah al Avraham, up on Abraham et ashera diber alayo, that which that he hath spoken of him, et asher diber alayo. Kia yedaitio lima'ana ashera yitzawe eta banayo weta veito acharayo we shamru dareki Yahuwah la'isota tzedaka u'mishpat lima'ana habi Yahuwah al Avraham eta asher diber alayo. And again, even in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 22, verse 12, for now I know that thou, that I art a God-fearing man. For now I know that thou art a God-fearing man. Ki ata yada'iti yakiya yirei Elohim ata. For now I know. Ki for ata now yada'iti yada'iti. Ki ata yada'iti. For now I know. Ki that yirei Elohim, reverencing, respecting Elohim. Ki yirei Elohim ata the I male. B, an Elohim reverencing, respecting man. Ki ata yada'iti yakiya yirei Elohim ata. Scripture says also, even in Yirmeyahu, Ermias, and Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 22-23, where it reads, thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man be praised for his wisdom, but let him that is praised be praised for this, that he understandeth and knoweth me. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man be praised for his wisdom, but let him that is praised be praised for this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, and knoweth I. Koh hamar Yahuwah, ala yitahalel hakam bechakmato, we ala yitahalel hagibor bigvrato, Ala yitahalela ashira bi ashro. Ki im bizota yitahalela ha mitahalel hasakela we yadoa oti. Thus saith he who be who he be. Koh, like this. Amar, saith Yahuwah, saith he who be who he be. Koh amar Yahuwah. Make not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Al yitahalel hakama bi hakmato. Make not the Hakam, the wise man, glory or Elilta, Elilla, praise up, be praised, praise up. Yitahalel, Al, Yitahalel, as in Hallelujah, Elilu, Elilil. Make not the wise man, Elilil, Elilta, glory. Ala Yitahalel, Hakam, de Hakmato. We Ala Yitahalel, Hagibor, be Igvrato. Make not Neither make not the mighty man, Hagibor, the Givor, the mighty man, glory be praised. We ala yitahalel, Hagibor, be a Giburato, glory in Giburato, his Gibura, his might. Ala yitahalel, Ashir, be Ashro, make not the rich man, the Ashir, the rich man glory, Yitahalel al, not Yitahalel, not to be glory, to be a little, to be bigged up praise, be Ashro, in his riches, al Yitahalel Ashir, be Ashro, ki, im, bezota, Yitahalel, hamitahalel, haskel, we yadoa, o ti, but make him that glorious, that Elil's bigs up praise, a key, im, bezot, yita halel, hamita halel, glory in this, yita halel, hamita halel, elilta in this, that he understandeth, hasakel, he understandeth, understandeth, overstandeth, hasakel, we yadoa, and knoweth ot, and knoweth me, and knoweth I. Kohamar Yahuwah, ala yitahalel hakam be hakmato, we ala yitahalel hagibor be yagvrato, ala yitahalel ashira be ashro. Ki im bezota yitahalel hamita halel hasakela we yadoa o ti. Therefore, all Cain, Silazi, therefore, who is to be praised? Who is to be gloried or praised? Halild, he who occupies himself with Torah. Therefore, who is to be praised? He who occupies himself with Torah, with Jah's direction, instruction, the teaching of his majesty. He who occupies himself with Torah from Aleph to Taweh, from Aleph to Tau, from Aleph to Taweh. And here, Midrash note, today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Yod Beit, Psalm 112, here, Aleph to Tau. Aleph to Tau, the first and last letters respectively of the Hebrew, Aleph Beit of the Hebrew alphabet. The Aleph to Tau Hebraically is the Alpha and Omega. The Aleph, the first, and the Tau. Aleph to Tau, some say Tav, but in ancient pointing, Tau. Aleph, the first, and the Tau, the last. Therefore, who is to be praised? He who occupies himself with Torah, from Aleph to Tau. For this, in the words, let him be praised for this. So here, in connection with Yeremiyahu, in connection with Jeremiah, Jeremiah chapter 9, here, Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 22 to 23, where it says, thus saith he who he be, Kohamar Yahuwah, Allah titahalel, Hakam bechakmato, make not the wise man, the Hakam, glory, yitahalel, in his wisdom, bechakmato, wa Allah yitahalel, neither make glory, halel, yitahalel, ilililil, wa Allah yitahalel, hagivor, the givor, the mighty man, be a giburato, in his might. Ala yitahalel asher be ashro. Let not the asher, the rich, glory be ashro. Ki im bezot. Ki for, but in this. Ki im bezot. Bezot. For zot. For this. Zot. This, Hebraically. This, she. This. Ki im bezot. Zot here, this, in the words, let him, make him, be praised for this. Ki'im, bezot, yitahalel, lahamitahalel, praise for this, that he understandeth, understandeth, overstandeth, and knoweth me, and knoweth I. This here clearly refers to Torah, as is said even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 44. And this is the Torah. Wizot ha-Torah, wizot, and this ha-Torah, the Torah's direction, instruction. Wizot ha-Torah, asher sam Moshe, lifnei b'nei Yisrael, and this is ha-Torah, the Torah. Wizot ha-Torah, asher sam, that set Moshe, that Moshe set, asher sam Moshe, lifnei, lifnei, before, lifnei, in the faces, before, lifnei, b'nei Yisrael, before the sons of Yisrael, lifnei, b'nei Yisrael, wizot, ha-Torah, asher sama Moshe, lifnei, b'nei Yisrael. Now, Abraham kept ha-Torah, Abraham kept the Torah, ha-Torah, from Aleph to Tau. From Aleph to Tau. And here, Midrash note again, Aleph, the first letter of the Hebrew, Aleph, Beit, alphabet, and the Tau, or some say Tav, Aleph to Tav, ancient pointing, Aleph to Tau, the Tau, the last letter, Hebraically, the Alpha, Omega, the Hebrew first and last letters, but more on this right here, where Abraham kept ha-Torah from Aleph to Tau. See the Midrash on Psalm 1, the 13th section, Psalm 1.13, for more detail. Now, Abraham kept ha-Torah from Aleph to Tau, that is to say, from first to last, beginning to end, Aleph to Tau, Alpha, Omega, Aleph to Tau, as is said, even in Bereshit, even in Genesis, Genesis chapter 26, verse 5, because that Abraham hearkened to my voice, because that Abraham hearkened to my voice. Aikev asher shama Avraham abikoli, because that Abraham hearkened. Aikev, as a consequence, Aikev asher shama Avraham bikoli, hearken to, by way of koli, by way of my voice. In the fuller verse here, Aikev asher shama Avraham bikoli, waya yishmor mishamarti mitzotai chukotai v'torotai. Here, Bereshit, Genesis chapter 26, verse 5, the fuller verse, because that Abraham, hearkened to my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws, and my Torahs. Aikev, asher shama Avraham bekoli, waya yishmora mishamarti, mitzotai, chukotai, v'torotai. Therefore, alken, silazi, therefore, this psalm, today's psalm, mizmor kof yod beit, Psalm 112, going from aleph to tau, Aleph to Tau, going from the Hebrew A to Z, beginning to end, first to last, Aleph to Tau. And here, Midrash note, Psalm 112 is one of several alphabetical psalms, having the first letters of their verses arranged in the order of the Hebrew Aleph, Beit, alphabet, the Ivrit, the Hebrew alphabet. So Psalm 112, Mizmor Kof Yod Beit, is one of several alphabetical Hebrew alphabetical psalms, having the first letters of their verses arranged in the order Hebrew alphabet. So this psalm, going from Aleph to Tau, was composed about him. Likewise, from Aleph to Tau goes the psalm, the Mizmor, a woman of valor. Or from the Mashal, the Mishle Shlomo, Proverbs chapter 31, Eshet Chayil, the Mizmor, the psalm in the Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 31, at about verse 10, a woman of valor, a virtuous woman. Likewise, from Aleph to Tau goes the psalm, the Mizmor, Eshet Chayil, a woman of valor, or elsewhere translated in the KJV, King James Version, as a virtuous woman. Eshet Chayil, Proverbs chapter 31. Composed about Sarah, Ishto, Oseto, Esheto, Oseto, his Oset, his Isha, his Eshet, Sarah, Ishto, Sarah, his wife. As it is said, a woman that feareth, that reverenceth, that respecteth he who be who he be, she shall be praised. Isha yirati Yehovah hi tita halal, but a woman, an Isha yirata Yehovah hi tita halal, that feareth, reverence, yirati Yehovah, yirat Yehovah, that respecteth, reverenceth he who be who he be, he, she, he, hita halal, she shall be praised. He, tita halal, she shall be, she shall be praised. He, tita halal, Isha, yirati Yehovah, he, tita halal, like Sarah, Ishto, Abraham's Isha. The two of them, Abraham and Sarah, Ishto, Oseto, his Isha, his Oset, the two of them observe HaTorah, observe the Torah, the directions, the instructions, observe the teaching of His Majesty from Aleph to Tau, from Aleph to Taue, to Taue, to Taue, from the Hebrew Alpha to the Hebrew Omega, from Aleph to Tau, 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 Tau.
In my dying, oh, oh, yeah, with King Alpha and Queen Omega, oh, oh, father and mother of creation, Allah.
For they shall be an oration of thy father, and for my son, my son, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother, the law of thy mother, the law, and forsake.
Live by the Torah, and the wicked as a crumble. Be Bible, shout up two songs, and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Bible, shout up two songs, and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Torah, and the wicked as a crumble.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of...
Abagada
Awasacha
Taya Kala Manasai Patala Warashata
Ha 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 Ha.
We turn to the Midrash Tehillim. And here in Psalm 112, in Mizmor Kof Yud Veit Kof Yod Beit, Psalm CXII, here in the second Perek The second portion here from the Midrash Tehillim, the ancient studies on the psalm. As the psalms, the study of the psalms is the key of discipleship, and the study of the psalms, they help us to circumnavigate the scriptures. They're the key of the scriptures. Right? So here we have in the second parak here from the Midrash Tehillim, from the Midrash on psalms, we have Psalm 112. This is a very, very, very important, especially in the connection and the growth right here. But we're going to zoom in. In zooming in right here, this is really, really a precious study right here, Psalm 112. Now, normally, usually, we go through the individual psalms and do a midrash and get into the HD, into the Hebrew definition, bringing out the Hebrew of each of the points of reference right here. But since this is to help to complement and to build and to grow I&I, right, from the basic, the first degrees of I&I sabbatical studies, here, now Abraham. Now, Abraham kept Torah. He kept Jah instruction, direction from Aleph to Tau. Aleph to Tau. From Aleph, the first of the Hebrew letter, to Tau, to the 22nd. Now, the Aleph and the Tau in the Koine Greek, right, is what one's referred to as the Alpha and Omega. Aleph to Tau. Some Yehudi Jews will say Aleph to Tav. But we Afro-Semitically, Aleph to Tau, or Taue, Aleph to Taue. Ha'alev ha'taweh, right? He kept Torah, ha-Torah, Jah's direction, instruction from Alev to Tau. As is said, even in Genesis 26, verse 5, because that Abraham hearkened to my voice. Therefore, this psalm here, Mizmor Kof Yod Beit, Psalm 112, going from Alev to Tau, from ha-Alev, from the Alev to ha'taweh, to the Tau, from the first to the 22nd, letter Hebraically, was composed about him. Likewise, from Aleph to Tau, the Hebrew Alpha and Omega, Alpha to Omega, the first to last letter, that's the Greek alphabet, but here, Hebraically, Aleph to Tau, goes the Mizmor that we find in the Mishle Shlomo, that we find in the Mashal, the Proverbs, the parables, the Proverbs of Solomon. So in Proverbs chapter 31, it reads, a woman of valor, eshet chayil, a woman of valor, a woman of strength, of power, chayil. So we have chayil, as we have in Haile Selassie, the power of the triunity of he who be, who he be. Here we have Psalm 31, a woman of valor, a woman of power, a strong woman. KJV, King James Version, translates it as virtuous woman, a virtuous woman who can find. Hebraically, we bring it out as a woman of valor or a woman of chayil, eshet chayil, oset chayil. This was composed about Sarah, ishto, esheto, oseto, about Sarah, his wife, and I, Hebraically speaking, matriarch, as it is said, a woman that feareth, that reverences, that respecteth Jehovah, a woman that respects, reverence, he who be who he be, she shall be praised. She shall be praised. The two of them, Abraham and Sarah. Now it's interesting to note also the words of the King Messiah, Garmawi, Negus Neges, the Imperial Magic, Garmawi, Haile Selassie, upon the passing of Etegemenin, concerning the relationship of Abraham and Sarah and their relationship. The two of them observed HaTorah, Jah's direction, instruction from Aleph to Tau, Aleph to Tau, Aleph to Tau, from the Alpha and Omega, Hebraically speaking, the 22. So this brings us right here, in connection with the third Rastafari sabbatical study, this Torah portion right here, Lek Leka, get thee out or go for the I self. Lek, go, Leka, for the I self. Male speaking to Avram, speaking to Abraham, Wayomer Yahweh El Avram, Lek Leka. Here, Psalm 112, first verse, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Praise Jah, hallelujah, praise he who be, hallelujah, Yah, he who be, hallelujah, Yahweh, Yahuwah, he who be who he be. Hallelujah. Ashrei ish, yarei etiyo. Be mitzvotav, chafetz meod. Happy is the man that feareth, that reverenceth Jehovah, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. Be mitzvotav, chafetz meod. Usually this is translated KJV in the English as blessed. Touched on this before, there's Baruch, blessed, but here we have the Ashrei, in the sense of Roveinu, Yeshua HaMashiach, Ayinai Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbis, Ayinai Black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When he speaks in the Beatitudes, according to the Gospels, Hebraically speaking, he's speaking of this sense of Ashrei, Ashrei-ish, as we have in the first Mizmor, the first Psalm of David, Ashrei Ha-ish, happy is the man. The translators are translated as blessed. But there it is truly happy. Ashrei ish. Happy is the ish. Hebraically ish. The higher man is the ish. The basic man is the Adam man. The higher man is the ish. Ashrei ish. Happy the man that delighteth greatly in mitzvotayo. Be mitzvotav. Be mitzvotayo. This is the first verse here of Mizmor Kof Yod Veit Kof Yud Beit. For Abraham kept the commandments not under compulsion. For Abraham kept the mitzvot, the commandments, the imperatives of Adonai Jehovah, not under compulsion, but with delight. Chafetz meod, with delight. As is said, that delighteth greatly. Chafetz meod be mitzvotayo, in his commandments, be mitzvotayo, his commandments, mitzvotayo. Note that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set-Apart One, as I and I are asked before, I said the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, said to him, Lek, Leka, get thee out, Lek, Leka, Me Aritzika, get thee out from thy country, may aritzeka, from the I aretz, may aritzeka, from thy country, even in Bereshith, Genesis 12 and 1. He, Abraham, did not go under compulsion, because he was forced to, right? But instead, willingly, because scripture says in Bereshith, in Genesis chapter 12, at verse 4, he went. As Jehovah had spoken to him, he went as he who be who he be had spoken to him. Vayelech Avram ka'asher diber layo Yahweh. So Abraham went as Jehovah had spoken to him. Vayelech Avram Ka'asher diber elayo Yahweh, as Jehovah has spoken to him. And in the next verse, in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 12, verse 5, it says, and took took Sarah, his wife. And Abram took Sarah, his wife. Vayikach Avram eta Sarai ishto, and Abraham took Sarai Ishto, his wife. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set-Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, said to him, even in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 17, verse 13, he that is born in Beitika, in the I-Beit, must needs be circumcised. He, Abraham circumcised himself forthwith, as is written in Genesis chapter 17, verse 26, in the selfsame day was Abraham circumcised. When Ha'el, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, said to him, even in Bereshit, in Genesis 22, verse 2, take now, Binekah, thy son, and offer him for a olah, for a burnt offering, an holocaust offering, an ascension offering, a going up offering, an olah, straightway, according to Bereshit, Genesis 22, the next verse, verse 3, Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his ass and took Yitzhak, they know, took Isaac ben Or, his son, Lidju, for Abraham delighted to do Ha'el's commandments, Ha'el Elohim's imperatives, commandments, speedily. After Yitzhak, Isaac was born and was 8 days old, Abraham presented Yitzhak, Isaac, for circumcision. As is said even in Bereshit in Genesis chapter 21, verse 4, and Abraham circumcised Beno, his son Yitzhak, Isaac, when he was 8 days old. And in presenting him thus, like this, as an offering upon HaMizbeach, the altar, he prepared a joyous feast. From this, the sages, HaRavim, Rebbenat, the Memheran, the sages, they infer that it is the duty of a man to prepare a joyous feast on the day that he is privileged to circumcise Beno, his son, even as Avinu, Abraham, our father Abraham, Abatachin, Abraham, had done. For it is said even in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 21, verse 8, and Abraham made a great feast on the eighth day in honor of Yitzhak's circumcision, in honor of Isaac's circumcision. Hence, here it is said, blessed is the man. Here it is said, Ashrei Ish, happy is the Ish, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. Be mitzvotayo chafetz me'od, greatly delighting in he who be who he be's imperatives. And what was Abraham's reward? Well, here, even in Mizmor Kof Yod Beit, Kof Yud Beit, in Psalm 112, here in the Beit, in the second verse, it is written, his seed shall be mighty upon the earth. His seed shall be mighty upon the earthly plain. Gibor ba'aretz yihyeya zar'o. His seed zar'o shall be mighty. Gibor ba'aretz yihye zar'o shall be yihye. Gibor in the earth, yihye, he to be yihye zar'o. His seed, zar'o. His seed, his race, Zar'o, referring to Yitzhak, Isaac, as it is said, and for it is said, and because it is written in Bereshit, Genesis 21 and 12, in Yitzhak, in Isaac, shall seed be called to thee. And wherein was Isaac's might? Wherein and what was Yitzhak, was Isaac's might? According to Bereshit, according to Genesis chapter 25, verse 21, it is written, Yitzhak, Isaac entreated Jehovah for Ishto. Ring the alarm. Isaac, Yitzhak entreated Jehovah for Ishto, or Seto, for his Isha, for his wife, because she was barren. And is he not mighty whose entreaty results in a barren woman's bearing a child? Now, a different comment on his seed. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. Gibor ba'aretz yihyeya zar'o. His seed, zar'o, refers to Yaakov, to Jacob, to whom it was said even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, Isaiah 41 and 8, but thou, the eye, Yisrael, my servant, but the eye, Israel, my servant. And wherein was Yaakov, was Jacob's might? According to Hosea 12 and 5, he strove with an angel and prevailed. He strove with the angel and prevailed. That is, he lifted up HaMelaach, the angel, and threw him to the ground. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Hear, the fourth verse of Psalm 112.
Zarach Ba Choshek Or Laisharim. Now, it's interesting to note right here, the generation of the upright shall be blessed. As we're looking at this psalm right here, let's just check this right here, because sometimes there's little typos. That was to the upright, he shineth as a light in darkness. Sleeker, 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 they have a typo right here. Actually, it is verse 2, the second part of verse 2. Verse 2 of Psalm 112, Gibor ba'aretz yihyei zar'o, dor yisharim yivorak, dor yisharim yiborak. The generation of the upright, yiborak, shall be blessed. Dor yisharim of the yashar, yashar, the upright, dor yisharim yivorak. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. And who are the generation of the upright? Who are the Dor Yisharim? These are the 12 tribes. These are the 12 tribes of Yisrael. These are the 12 tribes of Israel, even as it is written in Bereshit, in Genesis. Genesis chapter 49, verse 28. Kol eile shivtei Yisrael shenema asara zota asher diber lahem avihem vayavarekotam isha asher kvirkato berakotam. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel. Kol eile shivtei Yisrael shenema asara, and this is it that their father spoke to them and blessed them. Wizot asher diber lahem abihem waya bareka otam. Everyone, every man, everyone, ish, according to his blessing. Ish asher ke birkato, he blessed them. Berak Otam, 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 Otam,
Otam, Otam, Otam, Otam, Otam, Otam, Otam, Otam, Otam, Otam, Otam, Otam, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, New Arabic, Tamarians, learn them languages there, learn the Hamaric language, you see? You see?
The English language,
the English language,
join your mentality,
join your mentality,
join your mentality. Sirach, Sirach, the prologue, King James 1611 version, the same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach, the prologue, King James 1611 version. The same things, the same things, the same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another tongue have not the same force in them.
Here. Basic Hebrew, here, baby Hebrew, Shema Yisrael, 1 to 22. Abba Gadaha, Wazachata, Yakalamanasa, Apasakarashata. Again, basic Hebrew, baby Hebrew, 1 to 22. Abba Gadaha, Wazachata Yakalamanasa Apasakarashata. Ah, Aleph, Ba, Beit, Ga, Gimel, Da, Dalet, Ha, He, Wa, Wow, Za, Zain, Cha, Chet, Ta, Tet, Ya, Yod, Ka, Kaf, La, Lamed, Ma, Bem, Na, Nun, Sa, Samech, A, Ain, Pa, Pe, Sa, Sadai, Ka, Kof, Ra, Resh, Sha, Shin, Ta, Tau. Aba Gadaha, Wa, Za, Ha, Ta, Ya, Ka, La, Ma, Na, Sa, A, Pa, Sa, Ka, Ra, Sha, Ta.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, O children of Israel, are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians, are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord. For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this place, to this place, to this place, to this place. For with stammering lips and another tongue, and another tongue to this place, speak to this place, speak to this place, speak to this place, speak. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. To whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear, would not hear, would not hear, would not hear.
אתה יכול לקרוא לו אללה רסטפארי קלינים ג'ה 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 for another day רסטפארי קלינים ג'ה רסטפארי קלינים ג'ה רסטפארי קלינים ג'ה אמא שלי אומרת מלך המלכים מפיל הרשעים מדברת על מבילה
Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, Chavarim. Shalom. Right here in the outro. Kol HaZoraim. All seeds, all seeds, all seed. The seed, the seed, the seed. How's it going?
Kol HaZoraim. Sheshatanu Yamavo. שהפרחנו רבות הדרכים שצללנו שונות ומשונות החלטות שקיבלנו אדמה טמאה למים כמוני לא פחות עצים צריכים אוויר וגם אני רוצה לחיות בעולם פה משונה שהכל כל כך שונה רע וטוב מתערבבים וזה לא במקרה מחכים שהמזל יבוא בדלת וידפוק ויש כאלה שיודעים שהעולם ישתוק
צללנו שונות ומשונות החלטות שקיבלנו אגב עצמאה למים כמוני לא פחות עצים צריכים אוויר וגם אני רוצה לחיות בעולם פה משונה שהכל כל כך שונה הרבה טוב מתערבבים וזה לא במקרה על דרך המלך רוצים לעלות לתקן את העולם לנסות לשנות מביטים אל המחר בעיניים פקוחות בתוך המציאות בונים לנו שתלנו ים אבות שפרחנו רבות הדרכים שצללנו שונות ומשונות החלטות שקיבלנו אדם עצמאה למים כמוני לא פחות עצים צריכים אוויר וגם אני רוצה לחיות בעולם פה משונה שהכל כל כך שונה רע וטוב מתערבבים וזה לא במקרה לימים שעוברים את הטוב לא שוכחים את הרע שמים בצד וממשיכים בחיים בחיים ולא לא לא עוצרים לרגע לא נחים על דרך המלך רוצים לעלות לתקן את העולם לנסות לשנות מביטים אל המחר בעיניים פקוחות בתוך המציאות בונים לנו תקוות שתלנו ים אבות שפרחנו רבות הדרכים שצללנו שונות ומשונות החלטות שקיבלנו אדם עצמאה למים כמוני לא פחות עצים צריכים אוויר וגם אני רוצה לחיות בעולם פה משונה שהכל כל כך שונה רע וטוב מתערבבים וזה לא במקרה
Shalom, 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 chavarim, shalom, shur shalom.